You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. The American space agency NASA is going to announce a new mission today, and it's a rather hot one. They're going to fly a spacecraft directly into the atmosphere of the sun. Dr. Lucy Green is on the line, who is a space scientist at University College London. Morning to you.
Good morning.
And you've been involved in similar work from the European side. What is all of it trying to aim to do?
That's right. So there are two missions that are being worked on in parallel at the moment. There's the NASA Solar Pro Plus, and there's the European approach, which is called Solar Orbiter. And the aim with both of these missions is to get up close and personal with our sun. You know, this is the only star that we can get up close to. And these two missions will help us get to a position where we can understand really how the sun's atmosphere is created. And you mentioned that, yes, we want to get into the sun's atmosphere, but actually we live already in the sun's atmosphere because it is a very extended volume. But getting up close to the sun, will help us get to the birth of that atmosphere.
And how close are they aiming to get?
Well, incredibly close. So to give you a reference, if we think about the distance between the sun and the Earth, Solar Orbiter will get to about 28% of that distance. Solar Pro Plus will get to just a few percent of that distance. So Solar Pro Plus really is going in, and it will get incredibly hot. So these spacecraft will heat up to, well, Solar Pro Plus will get up to probably over 1,000 degrees Celsius on the sun-facing side.
And how, in those circumstances, is it able to function?
They are incredibly well engineered, and we have a long history now of making spacecraft that can withstand the extreme environments of space. So working in a vacuum, working with very variable temperatures of when you get close to the sun, but then also when you have the other side of the spacecraft that's facing into the cold, you know, darkness of space. And they have heat shields on them, and they are tested rigorously before they're launched to make sure that every eventuality is dealt with.
And when they, let's assume for a moment the NASA thing is successful, it gets right up as close as you've described to us. What does it do? What does it bring back to us?
The spacecraft will be measuring and sensing. I like to think of it as sort of sniffing and tasting the environment around itself. So it will be ingesting particles that are ultimately flowing out from the sun. So electrically charged particles, electrons, protons, ions, and it will be measuring electric fields and magnetic fields around the spacecraft. Now, on Solar Pro Plus, there's also an instrument that can look at the sun's atmosphere of the sun, and on Solar Orbiter, the suite of telescopes is much more sophisticated, and so there'll be lots of images of the sun gathered as well.
Fascinating. Well, Dr. Lucy Green, good luck with your mission, and also with the Solar Pro Plus, which is due to launch, I should say, in the summer of 2018. Lucy Green, thanks. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.